What you talking about, Willis?
I don't know either, but let's go on back to the 80s. I'm your rad host, Darian. In 60 seconds, we are flashing back to this date in 1987.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like Mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
So you see, son, good manners are important. Should I go through it again?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open, don't speak with your mouth full, keep your elbows off the table. Share your things, play nice, and generally treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But 2 minutes twice a day, making sure they brush their teeth, is easier. And it could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. Visit 2min2x.org to find out more. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
Here they come. All right, big bucks, big bucks. Ah, come on. Stop!
It was a Friday on February 20th, 1987. And on this date, in Salt Lake City, Utah, outside of a computer store, a bomb exploded. And who was responsible? That's right, the Unabomber. His reign of terror was in full swing. Maybe that's why, after 11 years, David Hartman quit Good Morning America. Perhaps that's what inspired Bon Jovi to write their number one hit, Living on a Prayer. Platoon was certainly not a bomb, as it was the number one movie of the week. And although ABC TV had a ratings winner with America Part 6, it was certainly no match for Dallas on CBS and Miami Vice on NBC. My time is gone, 80s friends. If you'll excuse me, I'm going to be a contestant on Pressure Luck. I'll catch you tomorrow on another 80s flashback.